This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, let's crank up our broadcast week right now on this Father's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don's a grandpa and a father, so double dose of happy Father's Day for him. I'm just a dad, and my son took off last night for the Pork Fest in New Hampshire for the first time. He's going to be spending 8 or 9 days out in New Hampshire. Have you heard about this Porcupine Festival? You know about this?
Well, when you say Pork Fest, I imagine barbecues, barbecue sauce.
It might
have brisket,
that,
but it's not the right that kind of pork, I guess.
No, it's a Pork Fest, P-O-R-C, related to porcupine. And it's basically a libertarian festival that was initiated by the Free State Project many years ago. And they have an annual event, outdoor kind of thing, and it's going for a whole week. It sounds like it'd be fun. Tom Woods is going to be there, buddy Tom Woods. I don't know if any of y'all are going to the Pork Fest this year. Shout out to my son Elijah. He'll be at the booth that has goldbacks. So if you want to pick up some goldbacks at Pork Fest, that they're actually New Hampshire goldbacks that exist already too. So that's
nice. Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, what other Father's Day happenings you got going today? Just being left alone? Is that
my grandson is having a birthday party with a bunch of kids in a bounce house, so I'm hiding in the back of the bedroom.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a birthday party today, so
right.
Well, why not?
Yeah, why not? And by the way, your lettuce, let us surprise you. Let us surprise you. You are the master of lettuce, I have to say. You're growing lettuce, and you didn't kill it. And it looks like I want to sneak over there and eat it. Don't let the rabbits.
Dude,
it.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Huge. I got to actually start using it because it's gotten so big.
Yes.
But I mean, I don't know. I've never grown lettuce before.
Yeah.
I did something right, or maybe it's just one of those things where it's even a caveman could grow lettuce, type
maybe.
Thing.
But it looks
what do
great.
You do? Do you just cut it off and then it grows back or something?
I know our radio audience can't see the picture. Do you have it? You could show it up on screen for those that watch the video version of this at robertscabell.com.
I can momentarily, yeah.
That's all right. As I encourage you all to grow food, it's never too late unless you're so hungry and it's winter, middle of winter, and you're screwed. But don't wait. Start
growing. Very encouraged. I'm very encouraged by that because I did not have the best of luck. This is for our folks on. And by the way, for those of you that are listening right now, going, "What do you mean? How can we see a picture? We're listening to you on the radio." We take this and give this to our members of Patreon. A day before it airs on Sunday, so they are right now getting to see a picture
of delicious lettuce. Oh my god!
A crazy amount of lettuce that has just grown, just blown, just popped out of the ground.
That's one of the most beautiful heads of lettuce I've ever seen.
Well, technically, it's not a head of lettuce. what I ended up planting was something called a salad mix. So I think it's a few different,
all
things.
Right, it's a hydra together. Of lettuce. There's so many.
Yes,
lettuce.
Yes,
but
yes.
It looks delicious. You could just eat it right now. For those of you who, maybe Super Don is kind enough to put it in the show notes, this picture, but whatever. we'll get to that. We do need to get to today's topics, and they are, I would say, listener choice, or better yet, email subscriber choice. today?
What I decided to do today, and we may make this a regular thing, today we're going to cover the most read articles on our daily newsletter that we send out Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just, the trendy news of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and took a look, and I was like, wow, these were the articles that everybody were reading the most. So I thought, why not cover this on Sunday?
Yeah, and speaking of Father's Day, shout out to my buddy, our buddy Paul Bertero, who's unfortunately on his own this weekend at a conference. Not on his own technically, but his son's on a mission, his wife's back home, so he's like all alone, and he likes all these holidays. And I want to give a shout out to him. By the way, the Layla Ali endorsement of the Echo Water video came out over the weekend. I don't know if you've seen it yet, Superdon. Layla Ali's hydrogen water story. And can maybe share the link. I think he's got it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I was just, I was hanging out with Layla Ali a couple of weeks ago in Atlanta just for a little brief visit. She's a sweetheart. She's a dynamo, and she lives and breathes and eats and sleeps clean living. And, I heard she's got an organic garden that's extraordinary at her place as well. So shout out to everybody that's doing the right thing. We'll get to some of the things you can do, tiny habits that you can do. At least the healthiest people on the planet do. We'll get to that. So let's start with our first story. Most popular story of the week was actually something we hadn't covered really on the show last week. And it was about America's frontline doctors, particularly Simone Gold. She gets prison time for what? For they call it an insurrection. An insurrection. I'm like, no, sorry, that doesn't fly here.
Yeah.
Insurrection is not what happened on January 6th of 21 when that happened? No, that was not. That's just silly calling it that. That's just a Democrat, pipe dream to keep people in fear of Trump or Republicans or who knows whatever agenda that they have. Now, Simone Gold has been very outspoken, as you know, in America's frontline doctors about her position and perspective on the pandemic. That's a plandemic, it's a scamdemic, and also making available treatments that actually help people and didn't kill them. And for that, we applaud her. And I don't think we've had her on the show yet. We've had some of the AFLDs on the show, but I don't think we've ever had Simone Gold on, have we?
No, we haven't.
No. I would interview her in a heartbeat to get her on the show. But they've given her 6 months, 60 days in prison, followed by a year of supervised relief. Release? how do they keep calling this an insurrection? That's where I'm stuck. Super,
well, okay, so technically, I'm looking up, what is the definition of insurrection, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
According to the dictionary, insurrection...
Has it changed, like, the definition of mRNA shots to be vaccinations?
Well, I don't know if this is a change thing, but let's just go with what it is they say here. Insurrection is a violent uprising against an authority or government. So, look, when you take a look at what happened on January 6th, were there some stupid things that happened? Yes, in my opinion. Yeah, things that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Was that everybody? No. Vast majority of people did not break windows and go inside the Capitol building. Okay?
Yeah.
Was that necessary? I don't think so. I mean, most people went there for a rally. You know, they went there to protest, but not do damage, you know?
Superdome, whatever happened to the controversy about many of those people were FBI informants or otherwise, it may have helped.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no way we're ever going to be able to say, see, here's solid proof that everybody's going to believe and acknowledge that this was, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are those theories out there? Yes. Is there stuff out there that makes it look like that could have happened? Yes. But, at this point, it's not anything anybody's going to pursue, on an official level anyway.
Right. I mean, there's so much collusion. There's so much that we covered last week, though, a little bit about this regarding the January 6th hearing with Jonathan Emord. Remember, he revealed a timeline where there were numerous requests of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to have security in place, National Guard, and they refused. Even after it happened, it took a few hours to get it on.
Right.
So to me, I don't think it's a stretch to say the Democrats wanted this to happen because they were going to use it for all that it's worth.
Absolutely. Never let a crisis go to waste. Come on. I mean, how many times do we need to take a look at that scenario and watch it play out?
Or even worse, create a crisis and never let it go to waste.
No, that could
foment it. You know, facilitate
that could be
it
too. Listen, I mean, look, if you were a Democrat and on January 6th you saw the people who were there, you had to have known that it would be really simple, you know, to get people riled up and do something dumb,
yeah,
you know?
Get out of the way, let them in, and then create the chaos.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the big thing for me is that they're still getting away calling this an insurrection like it was an organic act. I think this was completely facilitated.
Dude, it's a powerful word. Think about insurrection.
I know.
Right? You know?
But then so is the word contagion. And vaccine. These are words that have been used and bandied about, and they've been used against us. And there's an article here from the Brownstone Institute I want to go to. This was also a popular click link in the email alerts that Superdon sent out this past week. And the headline reads, Contagious Vaccines, a Warning. This is by Aaron Curiotti, and it just came out last week. Well, not long ago, in fact. For two decades, scientists have been quietly developing self-spreading contagious vaccines. Wait. Isn't this what we have been saying about the MMR shot for years? That it sheds and spreads? And they would say, oh, no, that's just made up. The only measles at Disneyland was because kids weren't vaccinated. It turns out it was preponderance of adults who may not have been jabbed or who were exposed to somebody who had been jabbed. And it was completely vaccine-induced. But now the NIH is acknowledging that they fund research, whether they can inject it into some and have it purposefully spread to others.
What a great way to drive up the vaccine compliance, right?
Well, isn't that interesting? Yeah, for all of you so-called anti-vaxxers, right, the ones that are not interested at all, is there a way to escape it if, in fact, your neighbors are jabbed?
Oh, now, dude, think about it this way. Wouldn't it be ironic that suddenly anti-vaxxers would be running around wearing masks voluntarily because they wanted to protect themselves from the airborne vaccine?
Except we know better. It's a crock. Look, there has been so much shedding and spreading of the COVID jabs that are not vaccines that this is not new. It's just they're acknowledging it like it's a good thing. If we can only get something we can just inject into one rat and then all the rats get it, which they've done with rabbits and different things in their tests. And so the kind of things that vaccinologists are willing to do, that doctors are willing to do, are atrocious. They're atrocities. And these are the things that I keep pointing out to you. For years I have, but I've become more direct because how can we stomach the attack on your bodily autonomy? Even if they don't want get to inject you directly, to do so indirectly. And by the way, isn't that how immunity happens? You normally acquire or interact with things, and then your immune system responds, and then you're better for it. And they want to do that with synthetic versions that they have no containment or control over. Ah, I got no control over this. We got to take a break. Be right back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts by texting RSB, that's my initials, RSB, to 22828. That's simple, Super Don. Way to go, buddy. That's an easy way to sign up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, most people have a smartphone. And so, you know, maybe you're thinking, oh, man, I don't want to have to get, you know, go to robertscottbell.com, look for the button. No, it's simple. Just text, like, yeah. Robert said, RSB to 22828, and it'll ask you for your email address. You send it, and you will be subscribed.
Right, and we will alert you to crimes against humanity, largely perpetrated by big government, big media, big pharma. That's it. Those are the criminals. That and who else? Now we can keep throwing some names out there. Anthony Fauci, yeah.
One of the other things we could do is talk to you about vitamins.
Yeah, why not? This was a popular story in the email alert Super Don sent out. Never take this vitamin before bed, say doctors.
Oh.
Now, if doctors are saying it, I'm going
to
have...
Do you take vitamins before you go to bed?
You know, I do. I take magnesium.
That's a mineral.
Yeah, true. You are technically correct.
Uh-huh.
Way to go, buddy.
No, but I mean, technically, I don't take anything before I go to bed. Should I be?
No. Not unless it's magnesium or an herbal liver support thing. I do that sometimes, too. But you're right, in terms of vitamins.
That's a morning thing usually for me.
Yeah. What are these vitamins that they're referencing in this article? It's linked up here. They say the B vitamins. This is according to David Culpepper, MD, Internal Medicine. He says, don't take B vitamins at night, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B7, B9, and B12. He says because they play a crucial role in the nervous system, specifically in production of hormones that work in the brain, so serotonin and melatonin. B vitamins before bed can activate, maybe disrupt your sleep. So he wants you to take B vitamins in the morning. Now, I want you to take B complex that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com because it's a whole food form of that, not a synthetic form. I think that's another aspect they don't get into.
And in also, the Cardio Miracle is a great source of the B vitamins. They've got they've got them all in the Cardio Miracle.
Yeah, and we usually take that first thing in the morning, and then if you need a second dose during the day, but that's usually not a before bed scenario, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have to pee all night anyway because you're drinking it.
Yeah.
All right, number two on this list of don't take before bed, according to this eatthis.com website, Dr. Monisha Banot, MD, Integrative and Functional Medicine. She says multivitamins are best taken early in the day, either with breakfast or lunch. They contain fat solubles, D, E, and K, A, and K, absorb better by fat-containing foods. They get to the Bs again, she mentions. Look, multivitamins are not something I'm a fan of because most of them are synthetic.
Synthetic, yeah.
I'm more about, you know, other than the Cardio Miracle, which has an array of things for nitric oxide production and countering peroxynitrite, which is amazing, I utilize specific minerals particularly throughout the day that I know are needed because they're completely deficient or devoid in the food supply, even in organic food, not as clean and not as rife with these minerals. So for me, I'm a guy that, you know, when you say, oh, I just want to take a multivitamin, I'm like, all right, drink some Cardio Miracle if you want to do that.
There you go.
And then select other things. Now, vitamin D is on this list.
I'm noticing a pattern here. As we go along here, it seems like this taking the stuff before you go to bed is having a possible effect on your sleep.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. You've got to have good sleep for good health.
Vitamin D
Whitney
is the
Stewart,
next one.
A dietitian, nutritionist, diabetes educator, says vitamin D has an inverse relationship with the sleep hormone melatonin. Taking vitamin D at night can stop or slow natural production of melatonin. So, yeah, that's a sleep disruption scenario. And remember, this is another thing about Cardio Miracle that we learned about, the formula and the nitric oxide. It facilitates the utilization of stored vitamin D within your body that you have plenty of in many cases, a lot of cases you do, that you aren't converting into the active form. And the Cardio Miracle helps facilitate that. Next on the list, number four on the list, is vitamin C. They say vitamin C should be taken with a meal and not on an empty stomach. It might increase issues with acid reflux and can cause an upset stomach. Now, someone would say, well, I don't do ascorbic acid. I do calcium ascorbate, sodium ascorbate, whatever. Look, those are synthetic forms of C. I'm not arguing that they're going to kill you, but they're not the same thing as C that comes from food or in whole food complexes that you don't need a lot of. And as I've told you, minerals, and Superdon's keyed into this, minerals more important than C. Selenium in particular can do it micrograms, what it might take or actually would take C to do it grams. So it's more efficient to do selenium, in my opinion. I know a lot of people have controversy about that, don't agree with me. Calcium filing, number one, I don't take any calcium, extra calcium. That's an easy mineral to get, and they talk about it stopping the production or slowing the naturally occurring magnesium, which allows you to relax at night. I don't believe in calcium supplementation. I think we've got too much calcium. Calcification of things, you hear that? You don't hear that in a good light. It's easier with the microminerals and magnesium to do much better than calcium that you can get in leafy greens, by the way, if you don't drink milk. By the way, if you do drink milk, make it raw and real and organic. All right, let's take another break here. Back talking blood type and inflammation and the five tiny habits of incredibly healthy people next on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
A Uvalde police officer had the opportunity to shoot the gunman before he entered the school, but did not take the shot for fear of hitting children, according to an official briefed on the investigation. The decision is the second missed opportunity for officers who were responding to reports of a gunman outside Robb Elementary School. Additional details on the investigation into the Uvalde school shooting are expected to be released later this week. Two teachers and 19 students were killed after a gunman walked into the school through an unlocked door and opened fire. Police response to the shooting is currently being investigated by the Texas Ranger, the U.S. Department of Justice, and a special committee of the Texas Legislature. This is USA Radio News. People are marching in London.
Thousands of people marched through central London Saturday protesting the soaring cost of living in Britain. They're demanding that the government do more to help people faced with bills and other expenses that are rising faster than their wages. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been criticized for being slow to respond to the rising cost of living crisis. Demonstrators booed as they passed Johnson's official residence. Russia's war with Ukraine has crimped energy supplies and food staples across Europe. Prices were already going up as demand went up due to the economic recovery from COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
An investigative report shows that two Orange County deputies told their friends and family beloved actor Bob Saget sustained fatal head trauma before Saget's family was made aware. It's unclear what punishment the deputies have received, but both should have sought prior approval. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Sign up for email alerts. Text RSB to 22828. And you'll be part of the Robert Chappell Show, well, even when we're off the air. Getting you plugged in. Health freedom, healing liberty here. 23rd year broadcast. Super Don, you've been with me for at least 16 of them.
17.
17 now? Yeah.
Yep.
It's like only a day has passed.
Since 2005.
You've got a gray beard and grandkids.
How'd that happen?
I'll have to show you a picture. We went back to Atlanta with my kids and visited with grandma and kids were with my sister a little bit. There's a picture that she had of me in my 20s, late 20s, I believe. And I don't know if I was dating or married yet to my wife, but it was a picture of me with, I didn't remember this. You know, every once in a while, like once a year, I might grow the phony beard that I don't have, right?
Yeah.
And there was one, apparently I had done that in my 20s. I had no memory of that. I'll see if I can find that picture one day, and we'll show it on the air just for...
Funny, right? How you know, you get reminded of stuff like that you've completely forgotten about.
Yeah, sir, pictures I don't have, and I don't remember. It's like, that was me. I actually tried to grow one of those. That's so silly.
What?
So that's the kind of stuff we might send out in email alerts, too.
There you
silly
go.
Pictures like that. Let's see, what else? Upcoming event, Red Pill Expo, y'all. G. Edward Griffin, the legend that he is hosting the Red Pill Expo in Indianapolis, Indiana, July 9th and 10th. That's a Saturday-Sunday event. I will be speaking there. I'll be emceeing there. A lot of our friends will be there. Cardio Miracle will be there. Loads of good people will be there. A lot of products, services. Maybe I'll have some gold backs if they're not going to be there. You guys, check it out. Sign up. Red Pill Expo. We've got a link to, I think, Red Pill University. You can link through at that banner on the website. Did you put that up, by the way, Super D, the Red Pill?
Red Pill Expo banner is in the upcoming events page.
Upcoming events. Okay, yeah. Great. So check it out there. Also, upcoming event, Autism One in the Desert, Mesa, Arizona. It's like the first autism, like official autism-friendly city in America, Mesa, Arizona. And AutismOne.org. I'll be speaking there on copper, and we'll have a booth, and I'll be presenting and broadcasting. So that's coming up 18th, 19th, and 20th or so of August. And with that, let's dive into the next story that was very popular in the email blast Super Don sent out. If you have this particular blood type, you may be at risk of inflammation.
Blood
this
type.
Is according to Heather Nugent. Yeah, there's the article. What to know about inflammation according to the experts. Talk about the eight major blood types. It's basically four, but then you add in the, isn't that the plus or minus, right?
There is negative and positive on this.
Right, negative, what do they call that? The Rh factors?
Something like that. Yeah.
And Super Don, you and I can, you're blood brothers, aren't we?
we're the cool dudes because we have the universal blood type.
We have the universal donor type, yeah.
Yeah.
O positive. And so as they go through this article of what people should know about inflammation, you know, this is not really major league news, but I guess the basics are important. Sometimes I'm guilty of going way past the basics because I've been doing this for so long that, Super Don, sometimes you have to knock me upside the head and go, hey, shut up with this I told you so stuff, right? You know, not everybody knows this. Those
I already know this. Why do I have to talk about this?
I know. I'm such a pretentious.
It's all about you.
Yeah. Robert, don't be a schmuck. I know. I hear you.
I think it's interesting because, listen, we've had people that have asked us questions about blood type.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more common ones is there's a thing out there about eating according to your blood type.
Eat right for your type, Dr. D'Adamo. Yeah. Had him on the show many, many years ago now.
Right.
And this goes into basically, you know, the inflammatory response, the immune response, etc. But I'm intrigued about what this blood type and inflammation thing they're saying is. According to this doctor, of the eight different blood types, A, B, and B are associated with the highest risk of cardiac inflammation and with general health concerns. For people with blood type A, they say stress management and arthritis can be a concern. So anybody that knows their A and goes, they nod their head and go, yeah, I think so. There's also about acute injury and inflammation. That's not chronic, but it says that people with blood type A, B, and B are at higher risk of heart disease, which is sort of like an acute injury. This is the interesting thing about heart disease. Even though we can argue it is a chronic disease, it really is that the heart attack is an acute myocardial infarction, as they say, that's an acute injury within that frame of degradation, or in this case, occlusion, plaque. We talked about calcification of the arteries, that kind of thing. And suddenly the blood is not flowing there. Something happens, and it's like an accident at that moment. So A, B, and B, higher risk for that. And people with type O apparently more likely experience systemic lupus erythematosus. So, Super Don, be careful you don't get lupus, which
that
is an autoimmune.
Sounded like Harry Potter.
Well, it was called...
What was it? Lupus what?
Erythematosus.
Erythematosus?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this was considered the wolf disease, really, the wolf disease. And by the way, silver can help there, interestingly enough.
Okay.
All right, so how to prevent chronic inflammation in this article, they go into a little bit of that. Healthy habits. All right. Okay. Nothing controversial in this article there. It says following a low inflammation eating plan, being active, tapering off cigarettes, practicing strategies for keeping stress in its place, and spending time with people who support you. That's important.
Now, what would you say if I said, Robert, what would be the number one thing that you could do in order to reduce and prevent inflammation?
I would say move out of California.
Yeah, that's irritation.
Irritation, not inflammation, not the same
thing. Wouldn't the copper hydrosol play a role in that?
Yeah, as far as a remedy, you're right, utilizing copper. Copper works with systemic inflammatory responses, like cytokine storm. So when we talk about skeletal, musculoskeletal, any kind of connective tissue inflammation, skin, hair, nails, anything that's an inflammatory cascade, copper is critical, and it's often overlooked. And you know, in the last couple of years, people have been overdosing, if you will, or even dosing reasonably on zinc and vitamin C, but not realizing how much it diminishes copper stores in the body, and they're not eating liver every week. So there. So yeah, you're right. Good call on that, Super D. They talk about extra weight. We talked a little bit about weight issues the other day, Super D. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that a question about can you be healthy and overweight at the same time?
The poll of the day, one of the other things that we have in our newsletter,
mm-hmm.
and it was, is there such a thing as being overweight and healthy?
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because the results that we got back on the poll were pretty mixed.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of back and forth and a lot of controversy around the idea of somebody being overweight and healthy at the same time.
Yeah. Well, look, we'll go on. Overweight to the point of morbid obesity versus being a little bit overweight. And I think that was an assessment that just carrying extra weight a little bit is not a disease in itself. But what's in the fat, that's a concern. And that goes to the toxicity burden, if you will, within the body. Now, number four on this list is chronic inflammation that can affect your entire body. Of course, inflammation is normally an acute response to an infection or an injury. But when you go into chronic inflammation, now you have an altered energy pattern in the body. Fatigue, digestive processes are weakened, regeneration is slowed, etc. There's a lot of things that can happen in this regard. And therefore, if we look at aging, premature aging, it's inflammation. What is it? Oxidative stress. How do we counter oxidative stress? With minerals like selenium, or the first element on the periodic table of elements, hydrogen. If you're drinking hydrogen water, that's what Layla Ali was talking about in that little video that she did for Synergy Science on the Echo Water.
Right.
Hydrogen is one of the most potent antioxidants. Combined to the hydroxyl radicals, reduce their impact on the body, help to get them out of the body, usher them out safely. But inflammation, chronic inflammation associated with heart disease, diabetes, neurodegenerative diseases, obviously chronic inflammatory diseases of the skeletal system, whether it be called arthritis, fibromyalgia, situations like that as well.
Now, one of the things they point out in this, just real quick, is that there's a lot that you can do about it. And it's not just copper, hydrosol.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of different ways that you can deal with inflammation and prevent inflammation. One of the things I like to do is I do the fish oil every day.
Yeah, omega-3 essential fats, absolutely.
Yeah.
These are things that are very critical for dealing with inflammation, reducing inflammation. People talk about turmeric and black pepper. I mean, there's a lot of herbs that can help as well. Now, the question of how you tell you have inflammation, I don't think inflammation is a difficult thing to determine, honestly. I mean, you can go get the classic CRP test, a C-reactive protein, you say, hey, is there inflammation detected in your body? But, dude, if you've got pain in the joints or the muscles, that's more than just a normal soreness that lasts and lingers. If you got bloating and abdominal cramping, I mean, that's inflammation. Aberrations within the microbiome. What else can create that scenario? I mean, it's sort of like when I talk about liver health. If the liver is congested, anything can go awry or wrong in the body, anything, metabolically speaking. So one of the keys that is overlooked in all of these articles is about detoxification support, whether it be through minerals, selenium, whether it be herbs, dandelion, things, whether it be through coffee enemas, whether it be through movement, lymphatic movement, all of these things, but hydration, simply hydrating properly. And the Echo Water is good to do that. We have links to SynergyScience.com as well to get the best deals on the hydrogen machines that are available to you, portable and permanent installations, if you will, in home. All right, we got another article here I want to talk about, 5 Tiny Habits of Incredibly Healthy People.
Yeah.
This is according to the experts. Let's see how right they are on this. Is there any controversy in this article? This is one of the most popular articles this past week in our newsletter. And let's see, the first one. Move often. This is the one where now that Super Don is growing something, I've got to find another thing to harass him about. And it is absolutely 1A. Grow garden and move. Movement.
Yes.
Getting out, even walking the dog beyond the fence. is something that's so important, because movement is life. And you don't move, you stagnate. And that includes lymphatic drainage, liver health, all of that. So movement. No controversy there. I think that's pretty clear. And it's not like you don't want to, super honest, finding time to do it. Making it a priority as well.
True.
Eating real foods, number two. Is that controversial? No. Back in the day when food was just food, it's not that way anymore. Finding food that is minimally or not processed at all, that has been grown organically or the equivalent, a local farmer or, as Super Don's doing, growing his own food, so you know you don't have a lot of pesticides you're going to have to detox from. So,
dude, look at the picture they've got in that. It makes me hungry.
That was delicious.
What is that? Is that salmon?
It looks like salmon, yeah.
Oh.
And it's like an orange sauce or maybe an Indian something. Nice. Oh, it looks great.
Yeah.
Doesn't that look good?
Yeah.
Three, de-stress regularly. Super Don, what do? Hit the punching bag to de-stress? What do? Yell at me.
You know, I don't know. I think I do a good job of dealing with that, because I don't. Everybody gets you know, to a boiling point once in a while.
You let things roll off your back. I know.
I kind of do. You know, just whatever. It's just you just move on. But
well, as long as you're doing that, just drink plenty of fluids and get better sleep.
Yeah.
All right, those are the others on the list. We got to take a break here. We'll be back to wrap up hour one with one of the top stories of the week. It's a three-pronger. Mistakes that can lead to something in your home that you don't want. Stick with us. Robert Scott Bell Show is on robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Scott Bell Show.
A couple of more items that we didn't get to. I just mentioned so briefly. It's worth reviewing of the tiny habits, they say, that are incredibly helping people.
What do they call tiny habits?
Isn't that what they're called, tiny habits?
Tiny habits?
Yeah. I think so they're not intimidating to people. You know, if you call them tiny, it's sort of like insurrection. It's like, oh, insurrection, I can't do that.
Yes, it's the opposite of insurrection.
It's like using words that make it, oh, that's tiny, I can do that.
Right.
Drink.
All right, so this
food.
Was five tiny habits of incredibly healthy people.
Yeah.
We already covered moving around, movement, eating real food, de-stressing regularly. Mm-hmm. And so the two we didn't really get to is drinking plenty of fluids, which we talk about a lot on this show.
Right, especially vodka.
Totally.
No, not vodka. That's medicinal.
One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
Please. Thank you, George Thorogood. No, hydrate, right? And preferably with the Echo Water. We have links to that as well, including the Echo Go, which is a portable unit. You pour your clean water in, and in a few minutes you have hydrogen. And Layla Ali's doing it. You know you want to. So check that out. And hydration. And sleeping. And this, we've had so many talks about sleep. Some of our popular shows about how do I sleep. There's so much sleep disruption going on. And apparently all age groups, Super Don, do you sleep really well or not?
It's off and on because I've got animals that sometimes make it a challenge.
Right.
We've got dogs that sleep with us. But for the most part, I mean, I do okay. I should get more. Listen, I'll admit, I totally know I should get more. I probably do about 6 hours. And if that ends up being interrupted, then it kind of sucks. Yeah. But
hey, look, six is better than some. Honestly, I've heard people don't even get that. But you know, I'd be kicking the animals out. See, we have a cat that tries to break through the door in the mornings. I mean, you talk about this is a little cute, tiny little cat that becomes vicious. Says, "Feed me."
Yeah.
And, you know, she's like kicking and screaming and digging and that's like crazy, but. Those animals, you'll love them at the same time at night and the mornings. Like, nah, leave me alone. Leave me alone. So sleep disruption, man, just get beyond that if you can. And ways to sleep well, including the CBD we get from Nutritional Frontiers, certified organic, U.S. grown, so we're not contaminating our bodies. CBDNF.com. Use code RSP15 to get a discount on that. They have a sleep time? I think the sleep time
form. Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. 15% off. All right, final story I want to get to. It's another list. You guys like the list stories, apparently. And it's about three things that you should know There are mistakes that you can make that could bring something into your house that you don't want. What might that be?
Mold.
Yeah, mold. So what are these tips they have here? I see they're seemingly like this could be moment of duh, right? Don't do this. Why would you do this? Right?
You'd be surprised, though, how many people have wallpaper in their bathroom.
That came from the 70s, I think. That was like when we didn't know better.
Yep.
You know, and then you strip it, and you're like, oh, my gosh, what's this black stuff growing
behind? Look at all that stuff behind the wallpaper.
Not a good plan. You make sure you have green board, they call that. That's the kind of gypsum or what do you call the board that you put up for walls? Don't you know that term? Weren't you in
the sheetrock, you mean?
Sheetrock, yeah. Gypsum or a sheetrock. Yeah. And then there's the green board that's designed for bathrooms. If you use that, if you're not putting up something that's non-porous, by the way, which I think is the second thing, limestone.
Limestone.
In the shower, yeah.
Porous material in their shower like limestone.
Yep.
That's a no-no.
It leads to all these nooks and crannies where the moisture just breeding ground for the growth of black mold or other molds that are not real good for you.
Now, this next one, I was kind of disappointed about because, you know, I've been looking recently at upgrading the washer and dryer situation that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
We've got about as much mileage as we can out of the ones that we've got.
Yeah, we've
And this one here, according to this, a big no-no is front-loading washers. Yeah. Those things are popular. Everybody has one.
No, I don't anymore. We got one. You know, we bought, used machines from a, you know, refurbished store.
Yeah.
And they look great. They're really fancy looking. But, dude, we got rid of the front-loading washer. We kept the front-loading dryer. That's not an issue.
Okay.
But the washer, I don't recommend them at all. Top-loading washers are the way to go. I know they look cool, the front-loaders, but, dude, they smell. It's mold. I'm telling you.
And I guess it's because it's a front loader, it's got to have that rubber gasket around the door.
Correct.
And apparently, I guess that holds moisture and ends up growing mold.
First-hand experience. I'm like, it's not cool. So if you want a front-loading dryer, no problem. Front-loading washer, I don't recommend. That's just our experience. So we actually had one. We got rid of it. We kept the dryer, but we got a top-loading washer. We're so much happier with that. So anyway, these are the tips that you guys wanted us to cover. And let us know if it totally sucked and we'll never do it again. But if you enjoyed it, we can do it some more. We got a whole other hour broadcast healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Come on over to robertscottbell.com where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.